She's a business mogul.
Number one.
And wellness expert.
How can I help?
And now Chantel Ray and her amazing guests are here to guide you on your wellness journey.
Time to level up.
Welcome to the Waste Away Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to today's episode, and I'm so excited. I have Rachel Varga here with us, and we are talking about how to have the perfect skin and the perfect body, because I met Rachel at a biohacking health conference, and I met her and we were like tied at the hip. She has a perfect body, she has perfect skin, and today we're going to talk about how you can get it as well. So Rachel, welcome.
Great to see you again, and thank you so much for your kind words. And one of the things I loved about connecting with you, Chantel, was actually your energy, your vigor for life, and your willingness to say, hey, there's some things that I would love to learn with you. Let's collaborate. Let's share this with each other's audience to be of service. And of course, reap the benefits ourselves as well with great skin and a healthy body composition.
Well, I want to hear what a day in the life of Rachel looks like. Like, do you do intermittent fasting? How do you fit that into your schedule? And how do you eat so that your skin looks so great and your body looks great as well?
This is a great question. And I actually don't really get asked this very much, the day in the life, what my daily routine looks like. And I'm happy to share that when I arise. It's funny, in my AM prayer and meditation, this is actually something I wanted to, or sort of had this burst of creative energy to actually record and share, because I think it's very valuable. So let's start when I hear my alarm clock go off, which actually I tend to arise before my alarm clock, which is actually a healthy sign that your body is waking up at the appropriate time and you've had enough sleep. You might hear in my voice it's a little bit off. I'm actually fighting an ear infection, which I haven't had in a few years. So I'm going to tie into what happens when your body is talking to you that it's fighting something and how I integrate intermittent fasting with that. So first things first, I wake up and I do my daily meditation, I do my prayer, and I don't hit the ground running. This is something that I used to do. And unfortunately, what this was doing was resulting in higher cortisol and stress levels throughout the day with being rushed. And I learned this actually after being in two pretty rough car crashes within a span of a year, which was not fun. And thank goodness for all this biohacking stuff that I was doing for years leading up to it, because I was able to move through the recovery. And taking care of ourselves and having these incredible routines dialed in will allow us to navigate and negotiate when stress happens. And stress is a sign of being alive. But during our routines, if we can allow our daily living routines to be as stressless as possible and more supportive, this is going to be setting you up for success. So when I arise, I come downstairs, and that's when I get my fluid intake and a number of my supplements. So starting the day off with hydration is really key. I drink about 4 liters of purified water every single day. That's quite a bit of water. That's considered actually water loading to athletes. And what I do is I fill up my glass kettle basically to the top of water. And then I actually take a water structuring wand to then structure that purified water. And there's many ways to purify our water. Reverse osmosis, other filtration options as well, such as distillation. Spring water is also an option as well, but then it's great to structure it and remineralize it also. So I actually have a wand that I swirl in my kettle to structure that water so that it's more bioavailable for the body. Because when water goes through pipes, it can lose its natural structure compared to how water flows in nature. Then I boil that kettle with the lid off. It's a glass kettle only. And then I have organic lemon and local honey, as well as some really excellent sea salt that's actually mined in Utah from a single source. So I'm getting my minerals in with that hot water, lemon, and honey. Really great for the throat, really great for detoxifying the body as well. And then I have coffee. And I've done some gut testing that says that coffee isn't the best for me, but that's just not something I'm going to give up. So with the coffee, it's fresh ground, and then I put it in a glass French press, so I don't actually engage with any plastic when I'm getting my fluid. And then in my coffee, I put a scoop of beef collagen as well as beef protein powder. So when I'm having my AM coffee, I'm actually getting about 20 grams of protein right off the bat. And a lot of times listeners aren't getting enough protein. We're sort of in this protein deficient state most of the time. And if you want great skin, you need those amino acids to actually allow your skin and body to create that collagen and elastin. So that's what I do, is I basically water load every AM. And I'll also start the day off with some vitamin D and also some bioenergetic tinctures. And I also take a NAD supplement. And the reason I do the NAD supplement is actually for energy. We have our mitochondria, and to actually make ATP, we need the NAD to carry those electrons in our mitochondria to create ATP. And between the ages of 30 to 75, we actually lose about 65% of our NAD production. So that's something that I like to include in my AM routine as well. And then during that process, especially in my AM meditation and prayer, I'm really setting up my schedule and tasks for the day. I come up with a bit of a to-do list. And then when I take care of those different items, you have a sense of accomplishment that you're actually accomplishing something and you're not just going through life on autopilot. And then, of course, I'll take a bath and do my skincare routine, my makeup, my hair, get ready, and then carry on with client calls, interviews like this, and other things throughout the day. So that's what my AM routine looks like, which also does include a degree of intermittent fasting, with the exception of the scoop of protein powder.
Did you guys know that 97% of Americans are deficient in at least one mineral? It's true. You need more than a dozen minerals for your body to function in its best, but with the standard American diet, it's almost impossible. So here's where Beam Minerals comes in. Guess what? All you have to do, take one little shot of this one little shot of this one, and guess what? It looks like this, but it tastes like water. Take one shot, and boom, in 30 seconds a day, you're getting an entire thing of minerals instead of an entire cabinet of supplement bottles. So with Beam Minerals, we make mineral balance simple.
So I want to say one thing that you mentioned that I don't want people to skim over. So one of the things that I used to do is I used to use a Keurig coffee maker, and I would use the little plastic thing, you know, like the plastic Keurigs. And most of us know that keeping heat away from plastic is the biggest way to avoid plastic toxins in our life. But if you're like, I don't know why, but for the longest time, it was like I was kind of like a little slow because I wasn't thinking, you know, the plastic, the hot coffee and the plastic connection. And I had been using the Keurig for a long time. And it's like, this is a massive endocrine disruptor. And if you think about it, it's like not only is it plastic, but you're now putting hot heat on top of the plastic. And it's like, this is like ridiculous that you are using this. And it took me a long time. And now they even have the reusable stainless steel K-cups that you can use. And that's maybe a little bit better. But what I think is the best is the French press, is what you just mentioned. And I don't want people to skip over that, because a French press coffee is actually just as easy, in my opinion, as using the K-Cup. So I want you to talk about that a little bit, about using the French press for your coffee and kind of why the K-Cup would be not a great idea to use.
Yes, and the water is boiling in those very convenient coffee makers, typically going from a plastic reservoir through plastic piping and then pushed through using some pressure or dropping into, it could be, like you said, that metal reusable thing. But then everything that's holding that metal reusable container for your coffee grinds is also plastic. So I just recommend completely moving away from plastic coffee makers altogether and simply going to a glass kettle, a glass and metal French press, and do this routine before you wake your kids up as well. That's really important. You can even do this with making the hot water and lemon and coffee for yourself and your partner as well. But really having this in your AM routine to get your fluids up first thing in the AM, I think is a really great strategy for staying hydrated and also having energy.
I don't know about you guys, but I am stressed. And if you're feeling overwhelmed this holiday season, then I get it. With all the family get-togethers, it is just a relentless source of stress. But anyway, there is something that I've got called Stress Guardian, and it's actually made by Bioptimizers, the people who make the magnesium breakthrough, which I love, love, love. But anyway, they are literally made this new product. It has 14 adaptogenic herbs, and it just regulates your stress. I just actually took some right this second, and it's awesome. If you go to stressguardian.com/wasteaway and put in waste away for 10% off your first order, it's stressguardian.com/wasteaway. Go there now.
Okay, so one of the things that you mentioned is kind of like when you're not feeling great, like right now you've got this ear infection, now you might start doing more intermittent fasting for the healing effects. Can you talk about that for a bit?
Yes, absolutely. One of the things I've learned about my body, and I highly encourage you all to really start to take notice with what your body and what your skin is telling you. The more clear and pure you are with your body, mind, spirit, and energy, and keeping your oxidative stress status, which I've written a research paper on, this topic of oxidative stress and its impacts on skin aging, and what some of the common elements are for getting exposure to oxidative stress, where those come from. And other things can impact your body's stress levels and inflammation as well, that goes beyond just the physical. It can also get into the energetic, the spiritual, and also the emotional sides of things. So say, for example, you're going through a really stressful time. What happens to your body? Do you notice more skin redness, more skin dryness, scalp irritation, hair loss, weight gain, weight loss, all those different types of things? How does your body feel? Do you feel smooth when you're moving, or do you feel jittery? These can all be signs of when the body's under stress that there's an impact on your blood sugar levels and also on your nervous system. That's why starting the day off in a more relaxed state, I think, is such a key element. So say, for example, I've been spending more time with family and my dear mother loves to cook. However, she often likes to cook with nonstick pans, and then I went ahead and gifted her some cast iron cookware, both baking sheets and pans for her to use, because when I get exposed to foods when I eat out, when I'm not cooking for myself, I typically will notice disturbances in my gut, like more bloating, more gas, changes in bowel movement and also an uptick in pain. Say, for example, this recent holiday season, last year's holiday season, I had a little bit more sugar and gluten and alcohol than I typically do. I tend to live in moderation about 1 to 10% of the time. But otherwise, I'm really dialed in, but I still want to live a little. But I definitely notice the contrast when I have, say, a little bit more rancid toxic oils in my diet, or I've been exposed to nonstick pans, or simply foods that aren't ideal for me. The way that my body tells me that it's been a little too much is actually breakouts. So breakouts on my back or scalp irritation, or also things like just feeling in pain. And I mentioned I was in 2 car crashes. And when my diet isn't on point, again, living in moderation, living really good about 90 to 99% of the time. But the other times, yeah, we want to go out. We want to enjoy time with friends and family and live a little, but not too much. My neck will light up in pain. I'll be in pain. I'll have headaches, especially related to whiplash from the car crashes. So when I noticed that about a week after the holidays, I actually did about 4 days of pretty long intermittent fasting, where during the day I still kept up with my fluids and superfoods and adaptogens. And then I would have somewhat of a lighter dinner at about 6 or 7 o'clock and then go to bed about 2 hours after that. And the pain I was experiencing in my upper back and my neck and headaches actually very quickly resolved. And so that's something that I do. At the first sign of increased pain, I will lean into longer fasting or intermittent fasting, but I won't do it all the time. And I tend to do intermittent fasting in a way that feels really good for me. So if I feel like my body wants to have breakfast, or my body wants to have lunch, if I'm feeling jittery, if I can tell that my blood sugars are a little bit lower, and also depending on what's going on in my cycle, that is actually when I will eat in the AM. But when it comes to pain and knowledge of exposure to different foods and toxins, that's when I'll really push that intermittent fasting window and eating once a day at dinner.
Guys, I just want to interrupt for just a second, and I want you to hear Paul Saladino talk about why liver is so important. And if you don't like liver, we have another option for you.
Your ancestors were eating liver. And the reason that this sort of wisdom has been passed down is because liver is very nutritious. It's basically nature's multivitamin. If you look at the nutrients in meat, they're great. You've got zinc, you got B6, you got B12, you got some K2. But if you look at liver, it really complements what's in muscle meat. And there are many unique nutrients found in organs, specifically liver as a powerhouse of these, that are difficult to obtain outside of liver. Like meat and organs are like peanut butter and jelly. They just go together. They're supposed to be eaten together. The easiest way to eat liver is just to do it raw. If you don't want to eat liver raw, you can cook it. But the reason that I like to do it raw is because there are unique nutrients in liver that are probably somewhat degraded when you cook the liver.
This really is like the most nutrient-rich supplements that you can find. And they are amazing. I have tried them. I absolutely love them. So just go to heartandsoil.co, use the coupon code Chantal Ray, and save you some money there.
I love that. And it's really like, it's called like intuitively fasting, right? Like you're listening to your body. And if, you know, at 9 o'clock in the morning, your stomach is growling and you're like, I'm ravenously hungry right now. Well, then that's the day you're going to eat in the morning, because you're intuitively, your body's saying, I'm just super hungry right now. Well, let's switch over to talking a little bit more about your gut and your skin issues, because a lot of people listening to this call have a lot of problems with their skin, red skin, eczema, psoriasis. I want you to talk about what you've been able to do with helping people kind of take their skin issues and fix them.
One of the things I love to do is actually teach people how to become their own skin pro, how to become their own skin expert through actually optimizing what they're doing at home with their basic skincare routine, what they can do at home with retinols, peels, dermal rolling, integrating biohacking and purification, but then also what can we do in the clinic? And the reason that I like to highlight these aspects and to really teach people to become their own skin pros and masters is actually from my own experience. Being a double board certified aesthetic nurse specialist since 2011, of course, in the clinic, I had access to anything and everything at any given time. And before I started to include biohacking, which I believe began at about 2014 or 2015, Dave Asprey is actually a really good friend of mine, and I helped get him ready for his book cover, Superhuman. And I noticed that there was a subset of my clients and patients in the clinic that just recovered really quickly, especially after laser. They didn't have red skin for 5 to 7 days. They had skin redness for maybe 1 or 2 days after laser. And then I started to incorporate these different biohacking strategies, which I'm sure we'll get into. But before that, I actually would have breakouts every month with my skin cycle. And I would also react to the sun. I would actually burn in about 10 minutes, even in Canada, in the north, where, you know, it's the sun isn't quite as strong as compared to the south, which I also love to visit to get more sunshine on my body. And it just feels good. I love that sun. I love that warmth, especially for feeling feminine and relaxed. That's why we typically take holidays in places where it's warm, especially if you live in a more northern climate where you experience all four seasons. So those breakouts that I would have once a month or so around menstruation, just before and during, those breakouts took forever to go away. And I was using great medical grade practitioner grade skincare, cleanser, moisturizer, sunscreen, scrub, different topical salicylic or benzoyl peroxide solutions as well, but they weren't really going away. And then I would have to do a laser treatment, such as intense pulse light, to break down the reds in the skin. After you have a breakout, we can experience something called post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation, which is that redness that sticks around for quite a while and doesn't go away. So I'd have to laser my face every month to get rid of these pesky red acne marks. So looking back, I was essentially 60% in clinic and 40% home care. And this is what I would have to do to keep my skin clear, keep pigmentation down, was actually have laser treatments and different facials once a month. But then once I integrated more healthy living practices, including biohacking and reducing oxidative stress, I would experience a breakout for maybe 2-3 days, and then it would have run its course. And then that redness would go away in about 2-3 days after that as well.
I know we're going to give listeners a free course on this and a biohacking tip. Give us 3 of your top biohacking tips that someone can do to have better skin.
Yes, I would say there's 5, and I wouldn't say that there's one that's more of a priority over the other. But it's reducing toxins in your air. So purifying your air, it's going to help you sleep better, because when we aren't purifying our air and we have dirt, debris, pollution, heavy metals, and mold resting on the skin, this can actually tell your skin cells to die faster, which is something we don't want. So purifying your air, first and foremost, where you live and also where you work is really important. Most of the body's exposure and intake of heavy metals occurs actually from the air. Next step, I already talked about this, but that's purifying your water. No longer drinking tap water, or if you're at a restaurant drinking the water that's provided, always ask, hey, is this reverse osmosis water here? Is this filtered? And it typically isn't. So then, you know, purchase a bottle of purified water, spring water, something like that. And then the other thing is lighting. So LED lighting is not good for our skin, but we're getting so much more exposure to it. So even if you're not leaving the house to go from point A to point B, you're doing a lot of work from home, you're still getting a lot of LED exposure from indoors. And that light actually impacts the skin more profoundly and deeply than even the sun's natural UV rays. So continuing to wear your skincare and sunscreen, even if you're indoors, I'm wearing these blue light blocking glasses as well, and switch out your LEDs in your home to halogen as much as possible. Or when that sun goes down, turn on your lamps with some type of halogen bulb is a really great fix. Now, the elephant in the room and what I consider to be the smoking of our generation is actually electromagnetic frequencies, wireless cellular radiation. And what this does to the blood is when you're on your phone for 5 minutes or you have those AirPods in your ears, your blood is actually changing. Your red blood cells aren't flowing freely through your body. They're actually starting to stick together. Clotting factors are forming, and you're not getting good blood flow to your organs, like your brain or your skin. And there's actually more research now that skin redness can actually happen when we are exposed to more EMFs, which I reference in my research. And with that, you're also not going to have good blood flow to your organs, and you're also not going to have good detoxification of waste products through your metabolism, through your liver and kidneys. So this is why something simple like grounding is really helpful, or using something like a PEMF mat inside when you're working is also really helpful. Turning off Bluetooth wherever you can, whether that's through speakers or in your car, or again, those wireless headsets is really important. And also not using your technology, your laptop or your phone while plugged in if you want great blood flow to your skin. So those are four things I recommend that people do even before looking at Detoxify. Because if you're trying to detox to, say, lose weight or have clear skin or reduce brain fog and reduce things like yeast, fungi, parasites, heavy metal, and mold, you really want to look at reducing these four layers of oxidative stress in our environment first through air, water, lighting, electromagnetics, and then look at detoxing.
Did you guys know that your thyroid's main food is iodine? And guess what? Mercury and other toxins gobble up your selenium, and your thyroid glands need selenium to convert iodine to thyroxine. So if you have mercury fillings and with all the toxins and mold, your selenium just gets gobbled up. So here's the bottom line. I take something called Peak Thyroid. It's got iodine, it's got copper, and it's got selenium. Everything you need to get your thyroid back to functioning without medicine. So go to ChantelRayWay.com/upgraded formulas. Use the coupon code ChantelRay to get a huge discount. I love it. Well, this has been amazing. Tell listeners where they can find you, where they can follow you, and where they can get the full list of the biohacking tips that you give.
Thank you, Chantel. I give a lot of free information over to the community on the School of Radiance podcast. And you can follow me personally on Instagram at Rachel Varga Official. And for those of you who are looking to learn more about my research on reducing oxidative stress for the skin and what some of those practical tools and strategies look like, head on over to theschoolofradiance.com. and check out my free 30-minute masterclass on that. And as a thank you for all of you who are really seeing the value of looking at skin and rejuvenation in a little bit more of a health-focused way internally, I would love to connect with you. Use promo code ChantelRay for 15% off of your one-on-one call with me and also my expert skin tutorials.
And I forgot to ask you, you were talking about there is a skin, what you use on your skin. I wanted you to share it with listeners and why you liked it real quick.
Thank you. The products that I actually offer on my skin shop, I sell actually over 200 products. And these are from multiple different companies and manufacturers. I've spent since 2011 looking for the best and the cleanest products, but the products that also work and that are free of things like parabens, phthalates, sulfates, artificial dyes, and fragrances. So say, for example, if you have skin redness, you're going to want to start with some basic products that I have on my skin shop, such as a cleanser, moisturizer, sunscreen, and scrub. That's where I recommend starting, is with the basic routine. But everyone has unique needs and also unique goals and lifestyle and budget. That's where the one-on-one comes in really handy with me, because I give you that customized guidance and support. Because looking at skincare and rejuvenation, you can DIY it. You can also go online and watch lots of different YouTube videos with different experts talking about things. But there's a lot of conflicting information out there. And a lot of practitioners really don't follow these things themselves, such as healthy living practices and reducing oxidative stress. So that's really where I stand out. So you can really shop rest assured on my skin shop of some great products that I personally review and use myself.
I love it. Well, you guys stay tuned. We've got another episode coming up in just a few. Bye-bye for now.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to today's podcast. If you enjoy the podcast, it would mean the world to us for you to leave a review on iTunes to get this podcast out to others that may have the same questions that you do. And as always, if you have a question that you want answered, email those to questions@chantelrayway.com. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.